Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
The Police. They are your artist of the day, AOTD as we like to call it, on this Tuesday throwback to the 80s.
Hey, Kara.
Dana.
A quick update to pass on because we talked about this in the 4 o'clock hour yesterday. Four students have been identified and suspended after a high school band room in a small town in Kansas.
Oh, in Pretty Prairie?
Yep. Doused with paint. And all of the instruments in this band room were broken. It is $75,000 worth of damage.
Oh, good.
Four students, that's all they're saying. They have been suspended. They were caught on surveillance.
Surprise, surprise. Just,
they're brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Not that smart, apparently.
So I'm glad to see that.
Agreed. Here's a study you don't want to see. Suggesting a man's beard contains more germs than a dog's fur.
Ew.
I have a beard.
No, you don't. You have hair that needs to be taken off your face.
Wow.
Is it really a beard?
It's not a beard.
Rod has a beard.
To discuss this. Rod has a beard.
Like a goatee beard, but...
That, if you can comb
that's
it...
That's facial hair.
Yeah, that's... Yes, thank you.
Yours is more like...
Scott is more
a
like
a heavy 5 o'clock shadow.
Very heavy shadow.
Mine's like George Michael a la 1987 Faith album cover.
Yes. Does it itch? Because I feel like that would itch.
No.
No?
Quite comfortable.
Okay.
Thanks for asking.
Well, I'm just, you know, I'm guessing.
Does the hair on your back itch?
No. That was good. That was good. The study has a photo of a man when they're talking about how disgusting beards are, and it's a full length, like, it's not a ZZ Top beard, but it's the full...
It's the hipster beard.
It's the full hipster beard.
Yeah.
And
what's a hipster beard look like?
Not yours.
Much heavier than yours.
Much heavier.
Mine's kind of hip, right?
Grizzly Adams.
Oh.
Yeah.
Grizzly Adams. Do you have any idea what Grizzly Adams is?
Yes.
Did they just go around randomly clipping hairs off hairy men
and
put it under a microscope?
Sort of. They took swab samples from the whiskers of 18 men and compared them with samples from the necks of 30 different dogs. 18 of the bearded men, which were ages 18 to 76, showed high microbial counts. Only 23 out of the 30 dogs, though, had high microbial counts.
Oh.
So some dogs were cleaner than others.
You know, they say, and I don't know if this is true or not, that a dog's mouth is cleaner than a human's mouth, even though dogs put their mouths in places that we would not put our mouths.
I've always heard that, but I don't know if that's an old wives' tale or if that's true.
Is that true or is it false?
No idea.
That, you know, people like are like freaking out when their dogs like lick their hand or lick their face, but actually it is safer, I have heard, for a dog to lick your face than a human to lick your face.
Well, why would a human be licking your face?
Most of the time they don't. I understand that.
What we call battery.
Or last night.
If you're a veterinarian, give us a call. 576-7798.
Oh, you give that number out just as good as I do.
Okay,
that's
listen
pretty impressive.
To this 2017
I only hear it, you know, 1,000
study.
Times a day.
Listen to this. Most beards are actually as dirty and bacteria-filled as household toilet seats.
Ew.
They contain something called, during the study, enteric bacteria, a part of the human biome that is also found in your toilet.
Okay.
Does it make you guys want to shave?
No.
No, not even a little bit. Okay.
I look good in my beard.
59% of men say they regularly wash their beard.
I do. I do.
Okay.
Twice a day.
Okay. You wash it.
Yes.
Okay.
Like
because you should. I mean, you wash your hair every day.
I put the shampoo in my hair, and then I wash my beard.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's
twice
good.
A day.
Rodney?
Oh, yeah. After I brush my teeth, I wash my face and my beard.
Okay.
And, yeah, before I go to bed.
We're clean.
Same okay, thing. Good. Brush my teeth, wash my face.
Well, maybe they swabbed men that didn't do that or
maybe.
Something.
Does Paul have a beard? Does he ever have a beard?
He does every once in a while when he doesn't feel like shaving.
Do you like it?
It's fine.
That means no.
Yeah, that means she
hates it. You hear her voice?
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's fine.
When your voice went up an octave, which means you're lying. Look me dead in the eye. Do you like it?
It's fine.
There it goes again. See? Did you hear that?
It's not my favorite thing because it's scratchy when he kisses me, and I'm not a fan of that. Now, when he has it really long, like when I first met him, he had a goatee, like a full goatee. It wasn't as bad because it didn't.
Someone is saying the dog and the human is a myth. I'm a microbiology student, and someone else said they did it on Mythbusters. It is a myth. I thought that one was.
So a dog's mouth is
more
polluted than a human's mouth.
Oh, all right, back to Robert Kraft. Because Scott thinks he's an attorney and just pointed something out that might be accurate. And I hate to admit that because I'm the attorney on this show. Kara, think back to when police wanted to put hidden cameras. There were hidden cameras in a private business.
Mm-hmm.
The argument they used in front of a judge, I presume, to put the hidden cameras in the establishment was that there was evidence trafficking was going on.
Correct.
So the cameras went hidden with a subpoena.
Well, how did they get people out of the business? Do you remember?
The cameras went in for a lengthy amount of time.
I believe they faked a fire alarm or there was some
to get
sort
the cameras
of
cameras in.
Remember, yeah, there was some sort of phony baloney emergency to get everybody out so they could go in and install the cameras on the thought that there was human trafficking going on in that business.
They said to
in
a judge,
Florida.
We think it's trafficking. The judge said, okay, you can put cameras in. So now that it turns out there is no evidence whatsoever that
per
there
the
is
prosecutor,
trafficking.
Per the prosecutor.
Scott is saying all of that camera evidence then goes bye-bye, and he thinks Robert Kraft's attorney has a good point. They've been trying just to squash the
video evidence.
Evidence, because obviously that's going to be embarrassing.
And I'm not saying he didn't commit a crime under the current statutes, although I think that the statutes are stupid and wrong. However, they're using video evidence acquired under a warrant for human trafficking. Now the prosecutor is saying there was no human trafficking going on in that business. Therefore, if I'm his attorney, I argue that evidence is null and void.
However,
boom! Can you feel it?
However, if a police officer pulls you over, Scott, because you have a taillight out, okay? He can see it. Your taillight is out. I am pulling Scott Parks over. And then when he comes up to your window, he smells
some booze or marijuana.
Let's just go with alcohol or marijuana.
Okay.
Just because the initial reason for him pulling you over did not end up being the big thing that he sees does not mean all that goes out the window.
Here's the problem.
They still found illegal activity in that parlor.
Well,
it wasn't what they thought it was, but it was illegal.
That counselor, that's an interesting point that you bring up, but counselor, you are wrong again, and here is why. If a cop pulls me over for a broken taillight, a crime has already been committed. I am driving around with a broken taillight. In the pursuit of talking to me about the initial crime, they realized there might be a secondary crime. They got the cameras installed on the assumption that there was an initial crime, which it turns out there was not. It would be akin to a cop claiming that he pulled me over for a broken taillight when I have video evidence from his car that my taillights were working and therefore the pullover was illegal.
You're wrong, and here's why.
Boom!
Officers get a warrant to come into your house. They believe you are growing marijuana. They know it. They saw you buying tomato plants. And they think you are growing marijuana in your house. So they go to a judge. They say, here's our evidence. We think he's growing marijuana. Judge says, okay, here's the warrant. Go raid that house. They burst into your house. They do not find any marijuana. You are not growing marijuana, but there is meth cooking on the stove.
I don't think it is.
No, here's the thing.
They went in for the warrant
initially,
for the marijuana.
Initially, they cannot arrest you for that. If they are searching your home for drugs and they find rooms full of stolen property, they can't touch it right then.
I don't think that's... I think Rod's right.
Meth
They
would,
will
no.
literally make a phone call and send somebody back. They
Correct.
Will wait in the driveway
Correct.
And come back with a different warrant.
Now, he's right about that.
That
too.
House might explode if there is meth in it. They would be within their jurisdiction to say there is still a crime being committed here. Here's another one. There's a woman tied up, half dead on the couch. They're not going to say, gosh, we were here for a marijuana grow operation, but she's flatlining. Let's leave and come back. There's still a crime going on inside that property. They're not going to walk away. Now, do I think this whole thing was predicated on what appears to be a farce with this trafficking thing, or at the very least, broad sweeping assumptions because of the ethnicity of the women who apparently wanted to be employed there? You're right. I think that's probably what happened.
Well, this reminds me of Jussie Smollett, where you charge him with 16 felonies, realize he didn't do anything wrong, and then you dismiss all 16.
Yeah, not even close to what happened there.
What?
Not even close to what happened
there. I'm
sorry? No.
576-7798. Would love to hear from some attorneys on this one, other than the two who pretend to be attorneys on the radio. I am. No, fact on my side. 576-7798. Hey, when you're looking for a new car, you want three things. You want safety, comfort, affordability, and you're going to get all three. When you shop at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru, driving around this morning in the Subaru Forester with my uncle who's in town from California, he was blown away by how incredible the Subaru Forester is. And I also bragged about the Kia Sportage I was driving not too long ago, because every Olathe Kia comes with a lifetime warranty and its gadgets and options that you like, and we all do. Kia's got more for the money, more bang for your buck. Heated and cooled seats, panoramic sunroof, heated steering wheel, Apple CarPlay. When it comes to safety, Kia and Subaru are some of the safest around. In fact, according to Forbes, Subaru and Kia took all four categories in the small car competition. And right now at Olathe Kia, they're doing something really cool. It's called the Olathe Kia Direct, where they bring the car to you. It is an all-new, time-saving test drive experience with a new Kia delivered straight to your front door. Online at OlatheSubaru.com and OlatheKia.com.
Last night I dug your picture out from our old dresser drawer. I set it
so
on
the debate
table
is about Robert Kraft, the billionaire owner of the New England Patriots. Right, and the prosecutor came out in the last 24 hours or so, and the police confirm there is no suspicion anymore of human trafficking at this Orchid Asian massage spa.
Now, laws were broken, let's be clear.
Clearly.
There was money traded
allegedly,
for
allegedly.
Acts, allegedly.
Right.
But the women who were there do not appear to have been trafficked here for the specific purpose of that work.
Right. They were doing it for whatever reason.
I would argue this changes nothing. He still broke the law.
I would argue it changes everything because of how they got the cameras into the building. Let's go to Don in the Northland. Hello, Don.
Hi, Don.
Don, hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Loud and clear, buddy.
Love your show, Dana Parks.
Thank you.
God bless you, man. Thank you. Cheers.
I was just calling in regard to some of the search warrant questions.
Please.
From a police officer. And the thing about search warrants is, you know, you're talking about you go to the judge and you get the items that you're looking for put on the search warrant.
Yeah.
And the example of the marijuana plants, those are large items. So if you were to go in looking for the pot plants, you have no reason to go into a drawer or go into a dresser or go into a small cabinet, because that's not where those plants would be.
Okay.
But if you were to walk in and see meth, like your example was, that would be in plain view on the counter. and you wouldn't have to wait for anybody else to come. You take that, recover that evidence, and that individual gets charged right then and there.
I thought that worked. So, Don, just out of curiosity, do you think this changes the case now that there is no trafficking element in what happened in that establishment?
I don't think it obviously won't be the charge of trafficking.
Right.
But they'll go after the smaller charges, which probably, you know, you won't get anything. You'll just pay some money and be out and not mess with any of it.
Correct. Right. Hey, Don, thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
One of the things I found online that was interesting, this is someone who was a critic of these charges from the beginning, and I'm just going to read this quickly.
Okay.
They never believed this was trafficking, and here's why. 6 months in an investigation is a long time. That's how long that investigation took, 6 months. Mm. It is hard to reconcile authorities' timeline with their rhetoric. If the women employed at these businesses were really the victims of, quote, modern slavery, why the heck would it take police 6 months to rescue them out of that situation?
Good point.
Why did it require repeat intimate undercover visits and building misdemeanor prostitution charges against all sorts of random men before authorities decided to intervene? And that is a great point. If these women really, truly were trafficked in and being forced into sexual slavery, would they really have waited 6 months?
No.
Before getting them out of there.
And is it...
The women, by the way, are not cooperating, Scott. Are not cooperating.
Well, yeah, because they're probably partially liable. 576-7798. If you want to weigh in. Robert Kraft is a step closer to being exonerated. Perhaps. We don't know. But the prosecutor says that the Asian Orchid massage spa, whatever, was not engaged in human trafficking. Then explain the length of time on this case. Explain the reason that they got those cameras inside that spa. 576-7798 to the newsroom at Caremark, sir.
The Missouri Attorney General wants to know how you've been impacted by the opioid epidemic. More next.
Hey, something incredible is happening at Diamonds Direct, so mark your calendar for April 26th, 27th, and 28th. It is the jewelry event of the year. First time ever, spring sale at Diamonds Direct. 3 days of extra savings store-wide, plus an even larger selection and more flexible financing. This is going to be as good as it gets. For these 3 days, you get an extra 20% off Diamonds Direct's already unbeatable prices on virtually all diamond and fashion jewelry. Rings, earrings, pendants, bands, bracelets, colored gemstone jewelry, thousands of engagement ring settings and wedding bands, all of it on sale. Plus, in addition to Diamonds Direct's massive selection, top designers will be flying in with their entire collections, all the latest styles, all of it on sale. You have never seen so much jewelry in one place at prices you never thought possible. Diamonds Direct means business. They are breaking all the rules for this. Best prices of the year across the board. Don't miss this multi-million dollar first ever spring sale when they take value to a whole new level. Only at Diamonds Direct, April 26th, 27th, and 28th at 119th and Row.
4:31 in Kansas City from the KMBZ Newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt wants stories from Missourians impacted by the opioid epidemic as part of the state's lawsuit against three major opioid manufacturers. Schmidt was in St. Louis today to encourage people to go to the website realopioidpain.com and share their stories. Missouri is among nearly three dozen states that have sued opioid manufacturers. Just days after officially launching his bid to become the first openly gay nominee of a major presidential party, Pete Buttigieg heckled campaigning in Iowa this afternoon.
A gentleman believes that what he is doing is in line with the will of the Creator. I view it differently.
The South Bend, Indiana mayor is among a dozen-plus Democrats in the race. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
Hey, one of the things I love about spring is the ability to roll back that sunroof, the panoramic sunroof on your brand new Volkswagen from Volkswagen of Lee's Summit.
check out the one on the Atlas, all the way from the front to the back. It is an enormous panoramic sunroof. If you've never had one, you're going to love the way that thing feels on a gorgeous spring day like today. Head in now, and they have this great deal going on. You can get any new Volkswagen, or you can lease for $88 down and $88 a month during their spring sweep sale. Clean up your credit score, clean out your garage, clean up your finances with the spring sweep sale at Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. It is going on now. And remember, if you have a trade, they will pay you the original base MSRP for it when you buy any new or used car. That means you can get a newer, better car and still get a great deal from Volkswagen of Lee's Summit, $88 down and $88 a month. Check it out at vwleesummit.com, vwleesummit.com, or head into Volkswagen of Lee's Summit off I-470 and Colburn Road.
Mostly clear skies this evening. Temperatures will drop down to the 70s and then end up at about 60 degrees by tomorrow morning. South winds at 10 to 15 miles an hour. They'll be about the same speeds and directions for the winds on your Wednesday. We'll start with partly cloudy skies, a good chance of showers and thunderstorms developing by evening, some that could be strong to severe. The high temperature, not quite as warm as today, 77 degrees. That's still above normal. We should be at 66. And then colder weather moves in on your Thursday. A couple leftover showers and a high then of 55. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
81 at KCI, 83 downtown, 82 right now at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Marks, their news, 98.1 KMBZ.
Simply Red.
Chance for me to escape from all I've known.
Strangely, their biggest hit in the United States. And not even close to being their best hit.
There's nothing here is wrong.
One of them. Oh, the federal government, I'll be brief about this. Is out with its rankings of local hospitals. Have you seen this story?
I did.
KU gets 5 stars. Providence Medical Center gets 5 stars.
Good.
St. Luke's South gets 5 stars. Liberty, Shawnee Mission Medical Center get 4. So does St. John's in Leavenworth. And then there's the between the 4 and 3s and the 2s. Only 2 hospitals in town got 1 star.
Yeah, but what are the metrics they use for this?
That's a good question.
Is it patient satisfaction surveys?
In response to complaint by the American, blah, 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 they say the system has been flawed from the outset. I don't know exactly how. The story is not clear, I don't think. Yes, it does. Here it is. The Medicare star ratings combine dozens of measurements collected through patient surveys as well as claims data related to timeliness and effectiveness of care in 8 common conditions, rates of surgical complications, infections, death, unplanned hospital readmission, proper and safe use of medical imaging tests, and value of care for the price.
Okay, listen, I've always wondered about these surveys, Scott. Follow me here. And I don't want to paint with an enormous big brush, but I am a little bit here.
Okay.
If you run a hospital in the middle of the inner city, in any city in America, take Chicago. Let's take Kansas City out of it. Your emergency room death rates are going to be higher in a city with a massive amount of gun violence. And when there is gun violence in that city, you are usually taken to 1 or 2 hospitals in that big city. So here, you know, you're probably taken to research, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe Truman. So that's always how I've wondered, how do they compare hospital to hospital? Because when it comes to things like, you know, violent injuries and death brought into that ER, those hospitals are going to have a higher rate of those cases.
And Truman, in fairness to you, and to your point, Dana, Truman and research both finished in the bottom 3. Research with a 2, Truman
but
with a 1.
But I would also guess those are the most gifted ER nurses, doctors, and surgeons because they have seen those cases.
So you're saying it's not fair?
I'm saying in certain metrics, I don't believe you can compare apples to apples. No.
You can't compare Providence Medical Center or KU Medical Center to a Truman or a Research.
Or think about like Overland Park Regional. Not that they don't
which
see
by the way, did not do well.
Not that they don't see a gunshot victim from time to time. They don't see the number that Research or Truman does.
Overland Park Regional did not fare well in this survey.
Yeah, I'd be curious, you know, if you are a hospitalist or, you know, are involved in critical care, I bet you have all kinds of things to say about the surveys. And maybe some of the metrics like patient satisfaction are something. Certainly wait time is something we can look at. And I would prefer hospital where you're not waiting in the ER for 4 hours.
You would think Menorah, based on location, would finish really high.
Yes.
It got a 3.
Huh. Does it change, though, when you think hospital care, Scott? Do most people have a preference? Because, you know, if you have a heart attack, they're not asking you where you want to go. They're packaging you up and getting you to the nearest facility.
And as someone who knows, Dana, when you go through the windshield of a car, they take you to the closest one.
Yeah. Where can we go?
They don't care.
Quickly.
Yeah. But, and I'm trying to see if the hospital I went to, and it was 30 years ago, but yeah, St. John in Leavenworth got a 4.
Huh. Okay.
That's where I went after my car accident, went to St. John.
And see, I don't know that it's fair to be comparing. I mean, the rating is one thing, but I don't know that it's fair to compare a small town hospital to a larger medical center.
Well, but some of these, Dana, with respect to what you just said, are in major cities. Overland Park Regional did not fare well in this survey. Olathe Medical, right off I-35, did not fare well. North Kansas City did okay. Menorah did okay. But the ones that fared the best were KU Med, Providence, St. Luke South. Those are your top three.
KU Med, Providence, and St. Luke South.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to know.
The only ones that got 5s.
Really quick, because I want to brag on someone really quick, and I'm going to look it up. Did you hear about the son and daughter who saved their dad who was having a heart attack?
Oh, and they had just learned CPR?
They had just learned CPR. So his name, and it's Olathe East High School, okay? They had state-mandated CPR training over the winter. So kudos to the Olathe School District. State-mandated CPR training this winter. All of the schools should be doing that, by the way. And it says freshman Seth Johnson could not fully participate because he had a broken collarbone at the time. You know, you got to get down and do the staying alive compressions. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But he was paying close attention. 2 weeks later, Seth, his arm still in a sling from a lacrosse injury, helped his older sister Claire use CPR to save their father. He went into cardiac arrest and home. He says, do whatever it takes. Don't be too scared to jump in and do it. They were both home because of a snow day. Think about that.
Oh, my God.
Think about that for a minute.
Oh, my God.
Both of those kids were home because of a snow day. Their 52-year-old father, Mark, was in the kitchen. He told Seth he suddenly was not feeling well. He sat down on the couch, and things got worse very quickly. He was kind of grunting, Seth said. I didn't know what was going on. I yelled his name. He wouldn't respond. Claire then ran in, hearing her brother yell. The two of them pulled their dad off the couch and laid him flat. He was not breathing. Claire told Seth, call 911. She started CPR. She had the same training course at Olathe East. She was CPR certified as a lifeguard as well. Mm. And she did compressions for 4 minutes, which is an eternity when you are waiting on an ambulance.
Over your dad.
Over your dad. She said, it was exhausting. I cannot imagine it doing that any more than I did. If Seth wasn't there, I would have tried, but it helped that he was. Another 2 minutes later, paramedics arrived. He spent 5 days in the hospital and has since made a full recovery.
How about that?
Kudos to those kids and that family. And oh my gosh, they don't, on a snow day.
They don't teach CPR in school?
He'd be dead.
Well, no.
He would be dead if they were not
home. I'm asking, do they teach CPR in school?
You know, Scott,
didn't you say that they learned it at Olathe East?
Yeah, in Blue Valley anyway, in some of the CAPS programs I know they do. But I don't know that it's just basic training in every high school. And if it isn't, it should be. It absolutely should be.
At what grade?
Eighth? So my daughters went with me for training at age 14 and 16 which is a critical age because that's when they start babysitting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good point.
And so we went through with the Leawood Fire Department, and they were fantastic, by the way. We went through infant CPR, choking, mm-hmm. training the Heimlich, and basic CPR training. And I think anyone over the age, honestly, my son is 12. I would like him to at least go through the basic training.
Give me two things that students should have to learn in school that you're not sure if they do, or you're kind of like, they might, but I'm not sure.
I would say basic personal finance and CPR.
I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah. How do I balance a checkbook? What does APR mean?
Yes.
Why don't I have any money?
When they come to me on the college campus and they say, well, it's just a 20% APR.
Yeah, sounds good. Sign me up.
Oh, really? Just 20%, huh? Oh, wow.
I get a water bottle?
It's a steal.
You get a free water bottle if
and
I sign
a T-shirt?
Up? And a credit card?
Oh. That T-shirt says something about
sign me up.
About Fazoo. Huh. Yes, I'll take that free T-shirt if you don't mind. Thank you, KU person. Yes, personal finance, and I'm with you, CPR.
I want to remind everybody, in the last 2 years, most emergency dispatch systems in the Kansas City area have connected themselves to Pulse Point. I've got it. It is a smartphone app, Pulse Point. And if someone near you is in cardiac arrest, you will get an alert on your phone, Scott. And it's happened here, where someone is like at a Chick-fil-A mm-hmm. here, okay? And then someone is having a heart attack at the Quick Trip next door. If you're on that Pulse Point app and you know CPR, it will alert you. So if you are in the neighborhood, you can start compressions before the paramedics get there.
Somebody says North Kansas City School District, 9th grade PE, requires CPR.
Fantastic. That makes me so happy.
576-7798, Rod Babcock, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. Hey, it's Scott Parks. You know, over the past 20 years, Dr. Ross Headley with Casey Smile has done life-changing transformations for people who were not happy with their smiles. And Dr. Headley understands how unhealthy or unattractive teeth can negatively impact someone's life. So imagine yourself having a perfect smile at your next class or family reunion, a wedding, a big date, photograph session with the family. What sets Dr. Headley apart? He is the only accredited member of the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry in the entire state of Kansas. Casey Smile uses the most advanced materials and techniques, and your free consultation includes digital imaging, which will show you how your smile will look after the procedure. It is a completely pain-free process. Most smile makeovers are completed in 2 appointments over a period of only 3 weeks. Schedule your free consultation today. Check out kcsmile.com. That's kcsmile.com. This is Thomas Dolby. Let's go to Kimberly in Overland Park. Kimberly, hi. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, I was just calling in. I am American Heart Association CPR instructor. Have been for about 8 years. And we offer multiple programs, especially there's two, one's certified, one's non-certified. One's called Heart Saver, and that's the certified program. And it's just a 3-hour course. The other one is called Family and Friends CPR, and that's about a 2-hour course. And I would highly recommend anyone, families, getting together and taking these. The Family and Friends course is going to be free. I don't know if I can say what hospital I work for on the air. If that's
you cannot.
Okay. Well, and Kimberly, here, let me just tell you at the footnote of this story, there's all kinds of hospitals and fire departments and cities that offer free basic training. And I'm going to post this story about the brother and sister saving their dad's life. Because the free, it's a great story, and the free training is posted there. Mm-hmm. There are a ton of kids texting in. Lee Summit was one of them, that in that school district, it is required to graduate. Bishop Miege, freshman PE.
Good.
Shawnee Mission requires financial literacy to graduate, Scott.
Good.
Shawnee Mission School District teaches CPR in high school health class, usually 9th grade. There's a lot of them. And then someone wrote in and said, I believe there is a curriculum change either this year or next mm-hmm. in Kansas that will require CPR and some basic first aid in health or PE class at the high school level.
All right. Vicky, by the way, we've moved, because this topic is interesting, we have moved Terrible Joke Tuesday to 5:20. 5:20, if you're following along at home. Vicky and KCK. Hello, Vicky.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, go ahead.
What I'm calling about is I really like the CPR and everything. I'm not against it. That's not why I'm saying anything different. But Social Security, do you realize I am 64 years old, and when I turned 40, I did not know that I was supposed to work to get Social Security. And you know how many people do that? I mean, I was a caregiver. I took care of my parents. I took care of my aunt. I took care of my grandmother. I took care of everybody. But I did not understand the logic to go with Social Security. But I was lucky. I did not know that with my husband working for the railroad, I
you could jump. You could jump. Well, you could also use your husband. You need to go see somebody who specializes in Social Security benefits. You can. Well, were you a stay-at-home mom, basically?
Yeah, but my husband worked for the railroad.
Yes, you can. You can double up on his Social Security.
Well, he gets federal.
Okay. I'll tell you this.
Right, Vicky,
thank you for the call. That stuff is so confusing that our professor, you remember this? Our favorite professor in the whole
Tom
world,
Bullock,
who is one of the most educated men in the world, sat down with us one day with his lovely wife, and they had just gone through figuring all of that stuff out. And I think he has how many master's degrees? He said,
too many to count.
He said, I cannot tell you how difficult it was all of that stuff out.
It is difficult, and as somebody...
When you should take it, what you should take,
yes,
how you should take it.
Yes.
He said, my God, it's mind-boggling.
And if you are a stay-at-home mom, Vicky, you need to go see someone who can help you navigate this stuff. It is a minefield, literally a financial minefield if you don't take advantage of that stuff. So go see somebody who knows what they're talking about, okay?
Go get trained on CPR, please.
And get trained on CPR. They made it difficult for a reason. They don't want you to take it.
They'll never know.
Oh, my word. Let's get to the newsroom. Here's Carol.
Oh, you did not just snap it
around. Wait. I'll explain when we get back, okay? Is that okay? Don't get mad. But read me the news.
Happening now on KMBZ. A Wyandotte County deputy faces rape charges. More next.
This spring, Nebraska Furniture Mart is bringing you more ways to make your outdoor space just as nice as your indoor space. Hey, it's Scott Parks, and the Mart's full lineup of lawn equipment will help you keep your yard looking perfect all season long. Shop their huge selection of riding mowers, push mowers, even robotic mowers. Plus, they carry trimmers, blowers, generators, power washers, and more. You'll find the best outdoor brands, Toro, Honda, Husqvarna, all at outstanding prices. And the Mart's complete selection of patio furniture, grills, fire pits, outdoor accessories, and more will help make your outdoor space your favorite space. The Mart's friendly sales professionals are always there to help you find the right products for your outdoor spaces and for your budget. And right now, get 24-month financing on purchases $499 or more. See the store for details. But make the most of outdoor living by getting the most for your money at Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.